This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning, hi.
We begin with a story. Oh, let me first tell you that headlines are brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we begin with a story about an 83-year-old man who crashed a car into the same bank at the same spot exactly 6 weeks apart.
What? It's a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. So, to the hour, to
they
the
They always say the criminals come back to the spot. What is the phrase?
They come back to the scene of the crime, right?
That's it. That was a test. You pass.
So, like we said, he crashed his car into the same bank in the same spot, and they hadn't even had a chance to repair the window.
That's messed
they
up.
They went and did it again. Oh, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh at that.
So, is anybody hurt?
So back on Friday, March 21st, this guy crashed into the Webster Bank in Clarkston, New York, around 2 p.m.
Ah, it's a little tiny bank.
Hey, you need some money. How you doing?
Hi, I'm Emmanuel Lewis. Welcome to my bank.
He accidentally hit the gas pedal. Drove through the glass window. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. And then 6 weeks later on Friday, May 2nd.
This is animated in my mind. Like, this is a cartoon.
The same 83-year-old crashed the same car into the same bank at the same time at 2 p.m. in the same spot.
That is... Well, obviously, you have to do it on purpose, right?
What's he... An older person?
He's 83.
Okay, so very older.
Shouldn't be driving. All right, take his license.
I think that
Rob, take his license.
When older people have what we would call simple accidents, I think that a good example, and I don't want to make this all about whatever, but like my mom was in a car accident about 3 years ago, and she wasn't hurt. She got, and it wasn't her fault either. A teenage girl wasn't paying attention, looking at her phone, and hit my mom. But if she was younger, she would have been able to get out of the way with better reflexes and stuff. Yeah. And I think that's something we need to... It might not just be all up here in the old noggin. Sometimes it's about muscle and dexterity and being able to turn that wheel real quick.
Yeah, you know, your muscle memory and, your, like you say, reflexes.
Yeah.
If you're not old as hell and you still got them.
Shout out to Duran.
So he wasn't sighted.
Roberto.
The first time when he crashed through the window, but the second time he was hit with two traffic violations, and he was also injured in the second crash. Minor injuries, but.
Did they think the first time he was going to, like, get out and rob the bank? Because I've seen movies like it.
Well, I think they just figured he hit the gas pedal on accident.
Yeah.
So.
Damn banks. Banks are weird now, man. Like, they're very weird. Like, they're just a shell of what they used to be, and you only see people waiting at the ATM machine, like, on the weekend, so either they're paying child support or buying weed, or that's why I was there.
Dropping off a kid.
Or inside, there's, like, one teller, and she's also working the windows. It's just very...
Sorry, hon, but I got to go back and forth. I got to work the lobby and the window.
But they'll have, like, eight windows there, but they'll only be the one girl. It's like Walmart, you know. 28 checkout windows or booths or whatever the hell you call it, and then there'll be two people working.
If you send a note through the chute, they have to do whatever you say, right?
Not unless it's...
No.
Okay.
Like, take your top off?
Yeah, it's like press them against the glass.
I don't think they have to.
Mm. Okay. What if I write real, real, real small, this is a robbery?
You say, hey, do it then. Do this.
Well, and then that's a federal crime.
But if you said that instead, and also give me a sucker, she might take that as something else.
That's all she heard was...
She's like, how am I going to do this? You going to shoot out the tube to me?
Do not call me a blank sucker. I'm asking for a sucker.
Right.
Please. I love those little green suckers you can't get anywhere else.
I think someone actually did that. They put a note in the tube, and they were arrested. I think it happened around here. And the person
I'm actually a bank tube baby. A lot of people don't know that.
You ever fart in the tube and then send it back?
Oh, man.
Every day.
The guy would do with his oxygen. Who does that? His grandma's oxygen.
Oh, God.
He walked down the hall and just hit right like the opening of the oxygen tank, and like 2 seconds later,
is not totally, like, it had to be a little bit of a grandma's having a little fun, because they don't work quite like that. I mean, they don't.
Thank God.
I know, right? Like, if you yourself are on oxygen and you farted, it's not going to shoot it right back at you, up your nose.
What kind of a-hole ass hill are you if you fart in somebody's oxygen?
A mean grandson, that kid was. Person. But I think that was partly
spreading your bacteria everywhere.
I think grandma was in on it. She wanted to meet Alfonso. They had to know fart humor never gets on AFV. It just doesn't. They'll do daddy getting hit in the balls all damn episode. But
balls.
They don't do fart humor because that's toilet humor. It's gross.
It is nasty.
Or ABC, Disney.
Well, welcome back to the show. Here's a dad getting hit in the balls.
Boink.
Get boinked in the balls.
Boink. That's the sound it makes if you ever got it outside.
It's like a
boink. Come here, let me hit you. Listen to the sound.
Hit you.
Boink. You hear that?
All right, well, Memorial Day is going to be
Are you playing Pet Shop Boys?
I just wanted to hear some music. I'm like, no, I'll just fire some on. It's Friday. I'm dilligaffing hard.
Shout out to the West End Greenville girls.
I'm not even sitting up straight right now. I did half the FOF laying, like, almost entirely on my back.
You can't do nothing straight.
Can't
see straight. Can't walk straight, bouncing
I can't
around.
Walk straight.
Can't stand up straight. You always stand on 1 foot.
I can't stand on 2 feet.
You can't. Just like a damn flamingo.
Memorial Day will be May 26th. And so.
Week from Monday.
Experts are predicting that this could be a record breaking travel experience.
Here we go. Record breaking, meaning money spent, meaning inflation.
I hear that. See the gas going up now.
AAA expects 45.1 million people to travel at least 50 miles for Memorial Day this year.
I believe him. He's the game.
Yep.
If AA said it, I wouldn't believe it. Arn Anderson knows nothing.
I'm going on vacation. We're going to go to the beach.
So.
Never bash.
Paige was Hayden Hurst Helmsley yesterday. That's right.
She was. God dang it.
He was the football game.
You were Danica Patrick Ewing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that means more people on the road, so be aware of that. It's going to take more time to get anywhere.
Yeah. Also, if you are in Greenville, South Carolina, any damn day of the week,
like try
watch
to go
out for traffic.
That's why I like to travel at odd hours where nobody's on the road.
Well, we got a shout-out for you if you like to hold up traffic.
You stupid bitch!
Dude, I mean, when you have kids, if you can, like, tuck them in and then slide them into the car, mm-hmm. and they wake up at the beach or wherever. That's a beautiful thing.
I always did that. Like, we'd leave at the crack of dawn and then we're there at 9 a.m.
There's somebody else's kids and you tuck them in.
The dad won't be joining until mid-afternoon because he's going to go in there and sleep his ass off.
He's sleeping. But that's the best time, so you're not, especially going down to the beach where you're not sitting in traffic, getting there and they're, we're hungry. When are we going to get there?
You know you're going to hit it right when you get in Conway. I'd say the other side of Conway, beach side of Conway, is when you start picking up traffic.
Yeah, when it starts smelling like the beach,
yep.
You're in Conway.
Get past Conway High School. What is it, 501 out there?
Yeah.
When you hit that?
Yeah.
You know you're going to hit it.
The old paper mill. Yeah. Yeah.
And
why does paper smell? Smells lovely. Scantron smelled wonderful, but paper mills smell like piss, and it smells like
not
New Orleans after Mardi Gras after a good hot day the next day. That's what it smells like. That's what I've heard.
And it's when you got look at that, and then you just like when you hit Ainer, you know, like that's where it starts. That's the town's not anal; it's called Ainer.
That's where you drive straight forever out of Columbia, and then turn that left and ride into Ainer.
You know what today is? National Barbecue Day.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been seeing all kind of barbecue stuff.
Oh.
I would take some free barbecue.
So what do people want to barbecue today? The number one
pork.
Pick? Burgers or dogs? Burgers.
That's okay. Okay.
78%.
So it's cookout day then.
Yep. Free barbecue. Porking in the rear.
Barbecue means pork.
Chicken or pulled pork? 47% say chicken. 46% say pork.
Okay. You ever seen one on a dog like that?
No. But so I think this is they're not talking to middle America with that. They're talking to up north. Like these people. Where's this poll out of? Jersey? They're not going to eat pork up there.
So who's going to barbecue today? Get your skewers out and barbecue.
No pork on my fork. No, swine on my mind.
I like shish kebabs with barbecue. They're so good.
You like getting shish kebab at a barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
You know. My husband tried to put some shrimp on the barbie.
What does that mean? Is that code for something?
Well, no. He made like shrimp leather.
You got some big Barbies.
It was horrible. And I couldn't break his heart and say, you know, you're not good at seafood. I said, oh, this tasted good, and just threw it away.
That's messed up. That's like the trick, giving it to the dog. The kid trick.
Horrible.
Yeah, but you don't want to. You don't want to feed a dog not well done shrimp.
No, but he had a thing for overcooking everything. We didn't see eye to eye ever in the kitchen.
You know what? I think you still ate it, so whatever.
What are you talking about dinner, though?
You can't burn a taquito, okay?
He liked everything well done, so I liked it cooked perfectly, you know, where it's tender and not dried
you
out.
You like a hot pan center, don't you?
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, down. Do you want it?
Do what? What do you say?
How do you want it?
How do you feel? Little coming pink. Up, there's a honky in a casket.
I've known people that like rare, you know, to eat medium rare.
Yeah, we were making sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
Not in your windows, but innuendos.
Trying to get you primed for the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Trying to get you drilled like an oil rig out there.
That isn't going to happen. Nobody likes me.
Shish kebabs.
Well, they'll do it anyway. they'll do it if we ask them.
We really should have went out when you said, you get shish kebabbed at a barbecue.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, look, this is years of people correcting me.
Emails.
So I say email, and they, even though email sounds right. That's what Fat Boy just ordered from Amazon, an email.
He did?
Yeah. I said, no, female.
Scary. Female.
All right.
The F doesn't work.
Whatever.
This first
Whatever
one is from the same person. Again, Fat Boy is going to play a small clip of what this woman, allegedly the woman that's talked about in this call, referring to. This is tough.
Hard to hear. Yeah, I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far, like, the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just over here. Yeah, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
Am I hearing the chair in here or the chair in the clip?
I don't know. I heard you laughing when he said his wife was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, who expected to hear, you know, him just flat out
saying? It did kind of catch you off guard. You did put on the little phone log here. You're like, barn burner. And I didn't know what it was for.
Because I don't have flame emojis over here. Did she send a picture by chance?
You got the email. I don't, that's your world.
I don't get all of them, so I didn't know if you got a separate one or.
Well, so there's two emails, damn it. It's going to be in my head now.
I'm sorry.
It's two different pieces of communication from the same person. Here's the first one right here, and this one's tender. I mean, this absolutely sucks. The subject is, if you ever wondered why I gave up. I believe this is written toward her husband, but sent to us. Hey, you'll probably never read this, but if you do, I hope you can at least pretend to hear me for once. I know I'm not the woman you married. I'm not stupid. I see the way you look at me, or maybe more accurately, the way you don't look at me anymore. And I hear the little sighs and the silence and the shame when someone wants to take a picture and you step to the side like I'm not even in the shot. You think I don't notice it, but I do, and I always have. And yeah, I've let myself go. I'm tired, like, all the time. I'm not 25 anymore, and unlike you, I didn't just, air quotes, be married. I had to raise kids, too, two of them, not yours, but you married all three of us, remember? There's no time for Pilates or hair appointments when I'm wiping noses, helping with math homework, and trying to hold down a job so we don't drown in bills. I haven't had a full night's sleep since 17. And no, I don't always try, because trying got me nowhere. I was exhausted before I even got out of bed. I'm not writing you this to love me again. I know I'm not your type anymore. If I ever was, I'm writing this so maybe, just maybe, you'll understand. I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me that way.
That's the truth. Boom.
Then 17 minutes later, the same email address. I am going to redact part of this because she mentions the city. It does match up from where he was calling from, so that's why I think it's legit. And also, who would take their time to write this if it was not? Hey, Matt Man, Fat Boy, and Paige, I listened to your show. Anonymous was my husband. I recognized his voice immediately. Hearing him say that I'm, quote, by far the ugliest one out loud, it broke something in me. Not because it's new, but because he said it to the world. I guess he never thought I'd hear it too. I have a lot of clients that listen to your show. Okay, this is the part I will not read. I have two kids. He married all of us. And somewhere along the way, well, life got heavy. And yeah, I've let myself go a little bit. But not because I stopped caring. It's because I ran out of energy. Between working, raising apparently my kids, and keeping a home together, I didn't have time to be your fantasy woman. He says that he loves me, but I think he loves who I used to be, not who I've become just to survive life. I'm not asking for any sympathy here. I just wanted people to hear my side of it. He did not mention that I have two kids. I gave birth to two kids. Maybe next time, ask your wife or husband, misspelled, why she or he's tired before you go on a podcast and call her ugly. And it's signed her.
I remember him saying no kids. Mm-hmm. No kids were involved.
He specifically, because that's one thing I
you
it is not
her.
Ass kissing or blowing smoke. It's like if somebody said that about their wife, maybe weight gain or not in the same, I'm like, how many kids does she have? Because
it's important.
It's very important because like, it's not like you get to slide by. If you did, it goes to show like that body has done some stuff.
You carry a baby for 9 months and see how you feel.
I know.
And get it out of your little area. See how that feels.
It's called a vagina page.
Changes the dynamic. What I'm curious to know is she going to try to, they both got it off their chest. So
yeah, but not to each other, though. That's
yeah, but
the
see, they're not
thing.
Saying what they need to say face to face.
What is she going to
really
leave? Or
kind of cowardice.
Is she going to leave and say, you know what, I'm done? Is she going to, like, I feel like she sounds like the type that would try to fix it.
Well, how would you feel if you're with someone who doesn't find you attractive or act loving to you? Would you stay, Fat Boy?
Answer that honestly, like, and don't, like, give a man, Fat Boy answer.
No, as a man, I wouldn't stay, but a woman would stay.
No,
a woman definitely would stay.
For what purpose?
To try to fix it. Like, women are fixers.
How could you fix it?
I don't know,
you
but she would
nothing.
Try.
You did nothing. It's on the other person.
Well, you know how women are. They're fixers. Like, she would
no.
definitely try to
you
fix it.
You can't fix that. What? She could lose 1,000,000 pounds and he still wouldn't love her.
You can't fix stupid. I saw that on a shirt at Myrtle Beach.
He just fell out of love with her. That's what it is. He doesn't love her anymore.
This from the first email, like this right here, is like, this is incredibly sad. She said,
oh, please read it.
Just maybe you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me.
That is a country song, and I feel like she stole it from somebody else.
I didn't stop being beautiful. You.
You know, I've
just
dated.
Just stopped seeing me. No wait in the truck.
I've dated handsome men, but they become very ugly when you see how they behave.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, you know,
beauty
female
is.
Introspective point. Like a guy's just going to say, like, you know, look. She hit the wall.
Yeah, you're good looking, but you're so into yourself. That's all you do is talk about yourself and your bodybuilding or whatever you're doing. But what do you really do?
I would
you
know? Love to find out how they met also. Because you remember several months ago, right at the first of the year, I had a short-term Tinder account. And
yep.
I think you get... I mean, I had the free one or whatever. Like, I didn't... You pay extra, you can put more pictures on there. I purposefully took... I put two pictures on there that...
One from this side, one from this side.
No, I put that were just not like all the... Like a headshot style picture or... I just put regular pictures up there. Because, you know, if you put up like a headshot... And when I say that, it's not in any kind of celebrity way. Like, you work at BMW,
maybe not a professional people.
If you have a bio on your company website, you probably have a headshot.
You LinkedIn.
Yeah, you need
you LinkedIn or whatever. Putting that up, I'm saying don't advertise your, and I'm not saying this is her fault at all, but I'm saying we judge every person by their social media profile, and we only who puts bad pictures on there? You put the best of the best. Nowadays, probably ran through humpteen filters.
Guys, dude.
Yeah. Since I have severe, I feel for this woman because I'm going something like that where I get maybe 3-4 hours of sleep a day, and it's hard when you don't feel good and you're just trying to get through life, working, taking care of children, and then you come home and you don't have anybody giving you any support system or love is kind of hard to deal with.
We never found out how long they were together. That's a big thing, too.
He didn't say that yesterday?
No.
I can't remember if he did or
not. But she'll find somebody else, and then he'll realize, the best thing that I ever had just walked out the door because I'm an idiot, and I'm letting her go and losing my kids.
You know what's going to happen.
He didn't claim them kids. That's a big telltale right there, man. That was straight up asked. How many kids? None. We don't have kids. She does. What?
She's going to find another guy who's going to simp to her, and then she's not going to respect him, and she's going to be like, this guy's going to, blow my ego up and tell me what I want to hear every day.
But why is it called a simp if a guy treats a woman like a princess or
I don't know, but... Like, that's the exact
What's
definition.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
because we don't.
A simp?
Because women, and Paige, you said it before, and women mean it on various levels, but women want a bad boy.
Oh, I love bad men. But the bad guys are the ones that are the most romantic and sweetest.
If I'm up.
They're the ones that.
What defines bad, though?
Bad is like, you're just like, the things that you do, like
tattoos, you kick animals, you break the law.
No, they don't hurt animals. That's a deal breaker. They're just like they're doing. They're something.
They hitchhike on trains.
If I'm in the kitchen, I would not give my wife a soda because I don't want to look as a simp, so I don't do it.
My husband was kind
of
like
you're full of bull crap, full of crap.
Okay, the situation with the snake.
I get myself too.
We're the rattlesnake, and I was like, oh my god, call 911. And my husband says, baby, I am 911.
I'll kill
like
that snake.
Guys like that.
I will choke that snake out with my snake.
I'll tie his tail in a knot.
That's a badass.
My snake is bigger than, and mine don't peel.
I can literally jerk his tail in a knot right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Break it down in the damn floor.
Break it down, Paige, doing some yoga.
In the floor.
She was doing that, what was that, a downward dog?
I was.
Damn it.
I couldn't tell from here.
First time I thought
of that. No, we can do that. No, I'm not falling for that trick.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to pop your back. Last time I did on that, you split my wig. It's time to say, hey, famous people born today on the 16th of May, happy birthday, or...
Suck it! Did you like the Walton Goggins bit where he was the waitress, and the chick says, the food makes me gassy, and he says, I don't mind a little breeze through my hair. God, that was great.
I did not care for his episode, simply because he wasn't Uncle Baby Billy or any of the roles.
You could tell he was doing the voice in the first bit about the guns.
Oh, no.
I was like, this is as close as we'll get, I guess.
Also, until he pointed out his hairline, I never really paid it much attention.
Really?
Said it so.
I never looked like he was, you know, reading all those headlines where people say he's greasy and he's. I was like, man.
Uncle Greasy Billy.
People are
harsh.
Dicks.
To everybody, they are.
Well, it's not his birthday.
I believe Slipknot wrote that song, right? People they equal did. Dicks. Sporting Goods.
This is on the soundtrack to one of the Transformers. She is in a couple of the Transformer movies. She's also in a new, I don't want to say because I don't know if it's real or not.
It is real, the sequel.
Yep.
Megan.
And she looked pretty good in it, too.
Megan Fox.
Is it? Oh, yeah, she's very pretty.
It is Megan Fox's birth. She was half naked in the trailer. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't want to just assume because she's Hollywood-y that...
Hollywood-y.
She's had work done to her face. But, I mean, she looks better now than she did younger.
She's got to be, well...
She's got, oh! Almost messed it up.
You almost
did it. I was going to say, how old do you think she looks, fat boy?
Almost.
Without inspecting anything, I'm going to say she is 44.
45.
Oh.
Younger.
Look, yeah. 39 for Megan Fox.
She's had a baby, right?
Yeah, she did.
Did she have the baby or did they adopt or something?
I think she had it and they might be getting back together. He's a black armist. So,
well,
I don't know how that's going to work out. He's trying to get rid of all his tattoos.
Armist Piledriver.
Armist.
It's a tribute band. Johnny Knoxville.
Nope.
Rab himself.
Nope.
Party Boy.
Nope.
Lance Bangs.
Nope.
Bam.
Nope.
Bam's dad.
Nope.
April.
Dave. Nope.
Any of the Margeras?
Nope. Not Jess. Did you say Rab himself?
Yeah.
Nope.
Pontius.
Nope. Not Party Boy.
Any of the new... the Dark Shark.
Nope, not Dark Shark.
Any of the new cast members?
He's been around since day one that I can remember.
Pretty
early.
Shoot. I would describe him, but I would be acting like that guy on the FOF line. Right? Preston Lacey.
Nope.
Damn.
He does got a big butt, though.
Give me the initials.
WM.
Don't give my email address out.
That's his nickname.
WM.
Oh, shoot. Wee Man.
It is Wee Man's birthday.
Damn.
Jason Wee Man Acuna Matata.
Acuna. No, is he related to Ronald? Do we know?
I think they're cousins.
Are they? There's a lot of Acuñas in baseball now. It's wild. It's like, oh, man, he's got the same last name. Maybe you'll be good.
Do you remember when Shaq...
That's how Reggie Jackson got a job.
Remember Shaq chased Wee Man down and started humping him on the ground?
Oh, my God, yes. But Shaq didn't have that clean pass the way, I mean, he was doing... Back when he was doing few snickings and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Ah, he was doing some wild stuff. Paige, what would you say about Wee Man in, like, regular human years?
Oh. Gosh, I don't even know.
Well, I'm going to jump in and say 52, because I know he's over 50.
You think so? Okay, 51.
Oh, we should have stuck with him. You were exactly right. 52 for Weeman.
Okay.
Weeman.
Okay.
Okay. He owns a burrito restaurant in California. I don't know what part.
This gentleman was not.
He killed burrito.
He was not on Jackass, but he was on Bones and a little show called Angel. Because he was Angel.
No initials needed, sir, for David Boreanaz.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He still works, too.
Yeah. My baby mama. She liked him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, so I got to look like him, huh?
He was on Buffy. They're like, you know what? We're going to give you your own show. Call it Angel.
Oh, Angel.
David Boreanaz, or whatever you said.
Did they call that show On Hell down in Mexico?
Probably.
David Boreanaz. Let's get him to Comic-Con, Rob. I would say he is 56. Yeah, I said
it. I want to say he was here this
55.
Year.
Oh, no. I promise.
Okay.
I don't think. Let me Google.
Yeah, look, if you would. David Boreanaz is 56. Still a good-looking dude, too.
I got some heat of a damn email. Good Lord.
Already?
Yeah. Subject, Mattman, shut up already. Oh, wow. Whoa, this is long.
An email?
Can we come back tomorrow and read it?
No, let's save it for Monday.
Ooh, got some weekend heat.
Let's see. Alan Thicke is dead.
Oh,
Kirk Cameron?
No.
Joanna Kearns?
No.
Is it Boner?
No. He's passed away, too.
Boner's dead.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my gosh. I told him about the guy from the show.
Andrew Koenig.
I can't think of her.
Remember that? He went missing and they couldn't find him for a while.
Yeah.
And I think they eventually did find him.
If it's the young kid or the youngest son, I don't know. Is it Carol's birthday? Carol Seaver?
It is Carol Seaver's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need the initials.
TG.
Ah, good God. How did I not get it, Paige?
Yeah. God, I forget DiCaprio was on that show.
Yeah.
Tracy Gold.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, you know, again, a reflection of society. Like, I remember watching Jay Leno or Letterman making throw-up jokes about her. I was like a teenager going through, you know, binge and purge that lifestyle. I was like, God, man. I remember it was one of them, too. It was like when stuff like that was more just like, yeah, we don't care.
Probably Jimmy
Kimmel. People would get MS and stuff, and they would start... They'd make jokes about it, but now...
That's not even funny.
You shouldn't have, but it's just, you know... Imagine growing up a comedian and all the stuff you grew up on the 70s and 80s suddenly, welcome to politically correct America. You got to come up with some new material.
Yeah, it's not even funny.
Tracy Gold of... is she related to Les Gold from Hardcore?
I was about to say, I don't know if it's Seth's, Seth and Ashley's sister or cousin.
57, like Paige's sauce.
58.
56 years old for Tracy Gold.
Foot.
That's the music for this lady right here. You might not know this. This is one of her later hits. Came out in the 90s. This is Janet Jackson.
Oh.
What song called Runaway?
It's very soft.
Well, you hang out for a little bit, and we'll see if we can change that. this is what not to say to a coworker.
Is that the line that you use on women?
Then the other one says, hey, you want me to help you with a wardrobe malfunction? I'll be Justin Timberlake. Janet Jackson, Lil Penny?
Lil
Penny from...
No, Chris Rock was Lil Penny.
Well, I'm talking about from Good Times, Wilona's daughter. But then also she was Arnold's girlfriend on Different Strokes.
That's right.
Probably was the Gucci's girlfriend first.
Probably. Janet Jackson, and I'm going to call you Miss Jackson because I'm nasty.
If you are.
I'm going to say she's 61.
62.
59 years old for Janet Jackson. You want to guess Danny Trejo?
Oh, wow. It's way older because I remember it always. 81.
80. I'll say 80.
You know, his character's name in Heat was Trejo. Yeah. He is 81 years old
today.
Hey! Happy heavenly birthday to a lot of your first concerts out there.
I Liberace. Waited until Friday to try, apparently.
Yeah. Liberace would have been 106 years old.
Oh, damn.
Why is he not in the WrestleMania Hall of Fame?
I should be. And Henry Fonda would have been 120 years old.
No, he would.
I believe he got a shout out by Sir Mix-a-Lot. So.
My anaconda don't want. No. Yeah.
Workout takes by
no,
Peter Fonda.
No, he's talking about Jane Fonda.
No, not Peter.
Peter Fonda. You're fond of Peter, is what I heard. Paige.
It's one of my favorite Bible
told
characters.
Me that on a little I note did. Card she wrote over here.
Okay.
All best right. dude in the Bible.
Okay.
All these little notes over here, that's Paige's notes.
Paige's notes.
I'm just filthy.
You are?
No, she I'm wrote not. This down. MM, comma, EMA. Wow, Paige.
Liz, she's unsavory.
If I didn't keep up with the language of today's kids, I wouldn't have known what that meant.
She's extra cheeky.
Mima, for real, thank you for listening to today's show. The week of shows has been fun. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Nothing more to say than it was just fun. It's been fun.
It's been a
it's
time.
It's been nice.
A little controversial. Can't come on the radio and say you got a fat wife, evidently. Or ugly, excuse ugly. Me, not fat.
Do we ugly. Just assume she's but, fat? She could be skinny.
I thought he said her body was fine, her face was red.
Yeah, he said she was real sweet, hell of a good cook.
The worst part of that, though, is the one guy will say that and
100 guys will take
40,
her.
Well, yes, but 40% of the texts that they were like, well, at least he's being honest how he feels. Yeah. He's not just staying with her because they're, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, maybe there is some truth to that because he's being honest, but like, you don't have... listen to what I'm saying. It's not like a hypocrite. You don't have to be honest about everything.
You really don't. You got to learn how to lie.
I got this new dress. Well, I wouldn't say that. I got these new jeans, Paige. You yes. like them? Hell no. They're too tight. I see your big wiener. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Paige.
Do these make my butt look big? And then right. you'd say...
I'd buy those jeans. I don't have one.
No.
Right.
No, you look fine. And then he Wait. Calls a radio station and says, well, she's getting ugly.
And I was you. Pranking you that day. That was a pool noodle down yeah. the front of my pants.
No.
I was going swimming later that day.
Wow. Nobody's got a turquoise gimmick.
I was wondering why you were walking all side by
we
side.
We were, I was doing my impression of a tripod. We will be like back live on Monday.
Why
we're
going
to get into all these emails. You know what? There's something about that.
Purple noodles?
When I was younger, going to Ocean Lakes, they wouldn't let you have pool noodles in the pool.
Where are you going to have them?
In the ocean
parking
lot? Noodles? No.
Ocean noodles.
But anyway, long story short, real short, I ended up getting a damn... This is why the email said, Matt, shut. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good. I got time left, too. Suck it,
this is the Rise Guys, Matt Man, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.